We're joined now by Dennis McDonough, Deputy National Security Advisor. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Now, Mr. McDonough, we're going to talk about the deliberation over when or how to release a bin Laden photo in just a minute. But first, I want to ask about Pakistan and that country's role or lack of a significant role in capturing bin Laden. We heard Senator Kerry today talking on Capitol Hill about what looks to be sanctuaries or safe havens in that country. Should the U.S. continue to assume that Pakistan is a friend to this country?
We had concerns about the safe havens, which you've just referred to. Now, we've been able to work over the course of these last 10 years in a collaborative way with our Pakistani partners. We'll continue to look for ways to do that. But in this particular operation, we felt that we had to take certain steps to ensure that we could complete the operation successfully. And that's why we did exactly what the president has outlined for us on Sunday.
What can the White House do if the Pakistani government was indeed in the dark about bin Laden's whereabouts, but perhaps the military or elements of that country's intelligence communities knew where bin Laden was and perhaps were not being completely honest with the U.S. or even the Pakistani government?
Well, in the first instance, I think it is important to note that the Pakistanis have been on the front lines in the fight against al-Qaeda with us now for some time. They've lost an awful lot of people because of terrorist attacks. They've lost an awful lot of soldiers because of al-Qaeda's threats. And we've seen al-Qaeda not only declare war on Pakistan, but also indicate its interest in getting Pakistan's weapons of mass destruction to use against innocent people the world over. So I think the Pakistanis, as a general matter, recognize this threat. In terms of each of their individual institutions working closely with us, that's why we've thought it's been so important to have a partnership with those institutions, but also then to insist on some accountability with that partnership.
I normally ask the questions, but I'm curious to know what kind of sharp-edged questions the administration has right now for Pakistan, both the government and the military and the intelligence communities.
Well, I think you've heard some of those questions aired over the course of the last several days from the president, from Tom Donilon, from John Brennan, our leadership here at the White House, and then throughout the interagency. But I think the Pakistanis obviously confronting this threat on a daily basis, and I think are asking themselves how they can, one, improve their game to ensure that they're learning from their mistakes in this instance and not in a position where al-Qaeda is taking advantage of weak spots in their infrastructure.
If, as has been reported, information that helped identify the courier that led the U.S. to bin Laden came from a detainee, can you say if any of that information was gleaned as a result of what the Bush administration called enhanced interrogation methods?
Every indication I have is that none of it did, that this case was pulled together through a variety of sources, and that, in fact, any kind of discussion of whether it should be dragged into a political discussion about enhanced interrogation techniques or other kind of Washington, D.C. back and forth is, I think, a distraction from a larger, very positive story to tell about our intelligence professionals and the great work they did here.
What are the considerations at work right now as the White House decides whether or not to release a photo of Osama bin Laden after his death?
It's a big question, which is whether to add another image into an international debate that is very regularly misunderstood or used to purposely mislead for propaganda reasons by our enemies. So the main issue here is whether we want to insert another image into this debate that would increase the risk to our troops, to our diplomats, to our intelligence professionals, or even to individual private Americans traveling overseas. So that's the main question, which is, given the fact that we have already added a number of important data points to the public debate on this matter since Sunday night, to include the DNA analysis, the facial recognition analysis, and then adding the image to that public debate adds a sufficient amount of increased understanding to the public, or whether it just increases risk for our personnel and people the world over.
Should we assume that the world is a safer place right now, or perhaps just the opposite? It's hard to think about this, but are we in some ways maybe less safe now because of a threat of retaliation?
I think that there is some risk that al-Qaeda, as they are in this state, having lost their leader, will try to lash out to do something. But we have obviously increased our readiness to ensure that we're in a position to stop such efforts. And then over the course of time here, obviously this is going to be fundamentally important to the ultimate strategic defeat of al-Qaeda. That's why the president has directed us to stay on the offense now in these important hours and days after Sunday's successful effort, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Dennis McDonough is the White House Deputy National Security Advisor. Mr. McDonough, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.